Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm John Williams from the OEM team here at Microsoft, and I'll be your host for today's episode, where we'll be talking with the team from Samsung about the Galaxy Tab Pro S. Welcome, Hassan Anjum from the product management team at Samsung. Hi, Hassan.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be part of Microsoft OEM TV.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for bringing a little sunlight to the Northwest there. It's a beautiful location. You're in New York?
I'm at New York. I'm at our 837 office here, our marketing office.
Very cool. Well, hey, before we start talking about the Galaxy Tab, can you tell us a little bit about your role on the team there?
Yeah, I think the product marketing role here at Samsung is quite exciting. It's actually a dual-facing role. On one side, you have our team working with our headquarters, which is all the way up in South Korea, and ultimately defining the vision of our next generation of products. And then on the other side is a true product planning, a product marketing function where we work with marketing and deliver positioning, messaging. So it's a pretty gratifying role because you get to be part of creating the vision and ultimately executing the vision as well.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, so a little bit of inbound and outbound there. That's pretty exciting. All right. Well, let's dive in and talk about the devices. So first of all, I've always been a big fan of Samsung hardware. You guys build a ton of beautiful devices from phones to TVs and appliances. I mean, just about everything. Can you tell us a little bit, though, about the opportunity you see in 2016 and beyond now with Windows 10 and some of the new capabilities of hardware that's out there?
Yeah, I'm really excited about Windows 10. And if we look at the modern day consumer and professional, they're quite dynamic and highly mobile. In fact, they've got a lot of needs. They're quite demanding. And we're seeing that in the tablet space. What's happening in the tablet space is folks are saying, we want to be able to do more with our tablets and not just consume content. We want to do productivity. We want to be able to create. Sure. And when you look at that drive with tablet into this traditional PC laptop space, there's this gray line that ends up being created between traditional laptops and traditional tablets. And that's where this two-in-one really ends up being. And a huge credit to Windows, it's actually being led by Windows. In fact, IDC shows that by 2020, Windows will be 75% of this market. And that's where, what we're going to be talking about today, the Galaxy Tab Pro S, building on that story of two-in-one, and building on that story of Windows and full productivity and bringing the best of Galaxy to that product.
Awesome. Yeah, we certainly see a ton of potential in two-in-one. I think we're just starting to scratch the surface. So tell me about the Galaxy Tab Pro S more specifically. I mean, you guys obviously have a kind of larger legacy with this Galaxy product line, a lot of your Android phones and tablets. But I think this is the first one you built that's a Galaxy-branded device for Windows. Is that right?
Absolutely. The Galaxy Tab Pro S is the first Windows device, Windows 10 device for Galaxy, and that's pretty exciting. It brings what you expect from Windows, the full PC productivity, the Microsoft Office suite, the fact that we can leverage a keyboard, a pen, and also combines that with what we are really proud of with the Galaxy lineup, the beautiful screen, Super AMOLED screen, the great battery story we have with fast charging and all-day battery life, and also a thin design for a true portability story.
Yeah. Ooh, we just covered a lot of things there. So let's dive in a little deeper. So I like to talk about the design first. I think that's kind of the first thing you see, obviously, when you pick up the device. And I got to say, like, when I played with one a couple months back, I was struck by how thin and light it was. Also fanless. It's pretty cool that we're starting to get these new PC designs that don't need any kind of external fan and they're totally silent, right? So how would you tell us about, how it kind of compares to other devices in that category?
When we start with design, we always think of design starting, design with a purpose. And the result has always been like an ideal result of a form and function. Mm-hmm. When I think of Galaxy devices and what we've been doing in the tablets, is we've always really presented a thin and light story. And for us, that has to also match with our consumer. We know our consumer wants a truly portable device to on the person's on the go, whether they're running to a meeting, whether they're traveling. They want that story. So, and then we go back to the processor to help us make that happen. The TapPro OS has the Intel Core M3, is a sixth generation, and that processor actually is efficient, it's powerful, and it's fanless. That ultimately builds us back to the story of allowing us to make a truly thin and light device.
Awesome. And what does it weigh, roughly, without the keyboard case?
So it's about a quarter of an inch thick, and the weight of the device is just 1.5 pounds.
Right. Wow, a quarter of an inch thick. It's pretty cool. Well, I definitely want to talk a little more about that beautiful display. You guys have been making awesome Super AMOLED panels, you know, for a while in a bunch of your products. So maybe talk about that, and then anything else you want to touch on that you've kind of learned from building these Android devices that you're bringing over to the Windows experience now.
You know, when we look at Android usage and our users, they really prefer seamless multimedia consumption. And that's why our users love our screen, because we've been able to give them amazing screens, and that they're able to get that media or consume that media with. The Super AMOLED display really shows or displays 94% of true natural tones. And what the experience you ultimately get is a almost lifelike or true-to-life experience on the display. One thing I would emphasize with the Super AMOLED is this is the first device, or first and only Super AMOLED Windows device right now.
Right.
After looking at the Windows usage and the fact that folks love multimedia, love consuming great content, then we've added Windows 10 to all of this to add a whole nother layer of productivity. So you've got a great media consumption, great screen to make it happen, but then a true powerful operating system to make productivity happen. And ultimately, we're just really excited about the TapPro OS because of that.
Great. Well, just to geek out a little more on this screen, I don't know if I actually even know the difference here, but put you on the spot. Like, what is the difference between Super AMOLED, AMOLED and a regular OLED panel?
There's additional color enhancements we've made with the Super AMOLED.
Okay.
Super AMOLED is just an evolution of OLED as well.
Oh, okay. So like vibrant, rich colors, deep blacks, high contrast, that type of thing.
Yeah, extremely vivid display. I mean, once you hit that display on full brightness, I mean, the screen really pops. I urge you to try watching an action movie on it. Almost feels like you're part of the movie. I mean, that's how great the screen really is.
Cool, yeah. I've got to admit, I mainly just typed and played around with it. I didn't get to watch a movie yet, so. Or maybe. One other thing I was just reading about on your site a little bit as I was researching the device a little more. You have this feature called Samsung Flow that looked kind of interesting. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, I think when I think of the TapPro OS, I think of seamless experiences between work and play. But then I also think of seamless experiences between your phone and your two-in-one device, the TapPro OS.
Sure.
Ultimately, the Samsung Flow enables that integrated experience between the two devices. So there's three things you can do with the Samsung Flow, which I'm super excited to talk about. The first thing is you can unlock your TapPro OS just by simply placing your phone near your device and touching on the fingerprint scanner on your Galaxy phone device, and that unlocks the device.
Bluetooth or NFC or what?
It's Bluetooth. It's paired by Bluetooth.
Cool.
And then the other aspect is on the hotspot side, on the TapPro OS, you can enable hotspot from your phone through your TapPro OS, so you don't have to click on Wi-Fi. Open up Wi-Fi and then go to your TapPro OS, connect to the Wi-Fi, enter the password. It automatically knows that this is the user. You can just enable hotspot right off your TapPro OS.
Oh, nice.
And the last piece, which I'm most excited about, is you can get all your notifications from your Galaxy phone right onto your Tapper OS. And it's not just receiving notifications, text messages or third-party notifications, but you can actually respond to them from your Tapper OS. So I get a text message from my phone. I don't even have to pick up my phone to actually be able to respond to it. So that's pretty exciting.
So you could have your phone in your pocket. Something comes in. You're already being productive. Maybe you're typing, doing some email or something. Then you see this text come up, and you could just answer that right on your tablet.
Just like that. Samsung Flow.
Really cool. Huh. Awesome. All right. Well, I think that's mainly what I wanted to touch on, some of the kind of unique features and design. Let's kind of shift gears a little bit and talk about some of the specs and performance. But tell us a little bit about the general type of specs we could expect on this device. I think you have two different models.
Yeah, absolutely. There's the classic models, which is the black and white color we have, and then there's the newly announced Tapper OS, which is super gold Tapper OS, which we're super excited to talk about today. What they share in common is they both have a 12-inch Super AMOLED screen. They also are powered both all of them by the Core M processor, 2.2 gigahertz. And what's ultimately different about them, the classic have a storage of 128 gigabytes SSD and 4 gigabytes of RAM. But then the Tapper OS takes it to a whole nother level and doubles that. So you've got 8 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabytes of storage space.
Awesome. Well, one of the things that I was struck by when I used the device a little bit was the keyboard experience. You know, every manufacturer that's making these 2-in-1s has a little different approach to it. And I thought it was cool the way that when I folded up the keyboard dock, and correct my terminology here, but, you know, basically the device had a nice base on it, so you could actually use it on your lap, I noticed. So I got to play with that a little bit, but maybe just tell our viewers a little more about what the typing experience is like and what they could expect on it.
You know, the keyboard is a huge part of this this product. And ultimately, to get that productivity experience, we focus on three main areas. The first is that you get a fully functional keyboard that has a hinge that allows for dual viewing experiences. So you get a vibrant experience no matter what angle you're actually looking at the device. Mm-hmm. The second part is the keyboard comes with a pogo pin connector. So you're not pairing or charging the tablet separately. It's together. It's meant to operate as one. And then the last piece is the fact that it comes with a full touchpad on it. So, you know, you're getting that full PC laptop experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think you look at those three things and you have a solid keyboard story. And ultimately with Windows 10, we're seeing a very strong productivity story for the Tapper OS.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. What about, you know, we talked a little bit about the Core M and very efficient in terms of power consumption. Like, what should we expect for battery life on this device?
You know, a battery is a huge story for all of our Galaxy devices. We take pride in a very strong battery story. So we've brought what we're really, you know, spearheading, if you will, the fast charging to the Tapper OS. So with the Tapper OS, you can connect the device and charge it, fully charge it, in 2.5 hours.
Nice.
And on a full charge, you actually get 10 and a half hours, over 10 hours of full playback time on the Tapper OS, on just a single charge. So that's a huge story for us.
Wow. Yeah, amazing how much better the battery life is getting on all these devices, but over 10 hours is awesome.
Yeah, and if you charge the Tapper OS for just 30 minutes, you actually get 2 hours of battery lifetime. So, I mean, that's going to show how not only is it fast, not only is it long, but how efficient the charging is as well.
Yeah, I know, that's great. So 30 minutes, you get 2 hours, from a totally dead state.
Totally dead state. Wow. Yeah.
And you use there's a USB Type-C port for this charging. It also does some other things. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's two parts of this. The USB-C not only allows us to create a very thin design, but it enables us to create this fast charging process. And that's one piece. The second piece is We know there's a lot of folks who want HDMI and want to leverage what they have on their USB-A's. So we have a multi-port adapter as well that comes separately that you plug in, you get the full HDMI support, you get USB-A for all your flash drives. So USB-C for both fast charging and the fact that you can still use all your other ports as well.
Nice. Yeah, I've got a lot of functionality packed in there. Well, great. Let's talk just a little bit about Windows 10, if you don't mind. We're obviously very excited about Windows 10. We just shipped the anniversary update just a couple of months ago this summer, and we're continuing to build out with our engineering team more enhancements to the overall platform and some of those new technologies like the touch experience. You know, we saw, like, if you're using a Galaxy Tab Pro S now versus a couple months ago, you'll see the way the tablet mode performs is a little different. We refined Windows Hello a little more. Cortana runs under the lock screen. You know, we have some things. Like, those are a few of the highlights. But the thing I'm kind of most excited about in the anniversary update is that we have this full new pen support with something we call Windows Ink. So we're really excited about that, especially on these 2-in-1 devices, you know, that can really take advantage of it. And it's integrated into the OS in a lot deeper way. Can you tell us a little bit about what the pen experience is like on this device?
You know, John, the pen adds a completely an additional layer of productivity. So the Tab Pro S really allows you to create notes, work on business assignments, doodle, because of the fact that it is such a precise pen. It is a very narrow tip pen. It really feels like a ballpoint pen when you're writing on it. Adding on the different levels of pressure sensitivity as well, you've got a really solid experience in our pen. We've designed it so it really feels natural. And again, it really feels like you're writing on a, dare I say, paper, if you will. We're constantly working with Microsoft, and again, we're very happy, very excited together talk about this anniversary. We're very excited to work with Microsoft consistently to, in the past and in the future, to leverage all the capabilities that the Windows operating system has and ultimately build that in our products now and in the future.
Excellent. The other thing I noticed when I did get a try it out in tablet mode and take notes with it, you know, and try out the pen is that it has that nice 2-3 aspect ratio, so it just fits in your hand a little more like a piece of paper. You know, sometimes you turn a 16:9 widescreen device and it's a little funny in portrait mode, right? So I think that coupled with the fact that it's just so light and thin just makes it pretty natural to hold. Very cool.
The 3x aspect, I completely agree with you. The 3x2 aspect ratio really gives you that document paper feel, if you will. And, you know, just bringing that pen to that, just at least for me, reminds me of my times when I used to write notes all the time. Gave me that experience.
Awesome. Well, Hassan, I think that's a great tour around the Galaxy Tab Pro S. I think we've hit most everything I wanted to chat about. Is there anything else that our viewers should know if they're interested in learning more?
I think the best way to summarize the Tab Pro S really is we really thought of that consumer and professional in mind who ultimately wants not only the best of Windows productivity, but also the best of Galaxy. We've got that strong, vivid display, the lightweight design, and then the portability and battery story. So, and I think of both, it would appeal to both consumers and professionals. As we go back to, you know, my role, when we thought about this product, we really envisioned someone who wanted the best of both worlds. So with that, I think that for me is the Tab Pro S in the market right now.
Great. Nicely summarized.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being on the show today. We always like to tell our viewers where they can go to find these devices. So I think the Tab Pro is out at most U.S. retailers, right? They can visit Samsung website to learn more about it.
You got it.
And
yeah.
Awesome. Any special offers going on right now? I think I saw there was... No, you get the keyboard included. I should have asked about that, right? The keyboard's included with it?
Keyboard's included with the Tab Pro S, yes, absolutely.
Okay. And you'll see different bundles where sometimes we'll include the pen or not with it, right?
Yeah, I think more information about bundles or offers or price or product info will be on Samsung. That's the latest, the Samsung.com website. You'll be able to find what our current offers are for this.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks again, and hope everyone enjoyed this episode of OEM TV. Talk to you soon.